You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We, most of the time, put out a show tweet on X, on Twitter, whatever you like to call it. I'd say 95% of the time. I have no idea why I don't 5% of the time. There's no method. There's no reasoning.
Sometimes you just get a little tired. It happens.
I'm tuckered?
Yeah. All right, no, let's just say you're too busy prepping. The tweet has to wait.
Sometimes that is the truth. Sure. That stuff's going on. Other times I just,
sometimes
I don't know.
Sometimes Adam needs you to carry him.
Yeah, that's, listen. Today he doesn't show up. Yeah.
Couldn't gave too much yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, he gave and gave and gave yesterday, and he's out. So Jordana solo. It's possible that Adam and Jordana aren't actually the same person because you rarely see them together.
Possible, probable.
I can't eliminate it. So you can get this show tweet and other nonsense that I offer up on X at Shad Hartman Show. Also follow Dave at Dave_Harrigan. And at 12:05, I open up with recklessness and reckless, because those words are both in the news right now. Let's start with the bigger one by far, which is reckless, because yesterday, what did Vlad Putin do? What exactly did Vlad Putin do? Because there were 19 drone incursions over the air of Poland. Last time I checked, Poland is a sovereign country, a NATO member, and I don't think this was a mistake. Does anybody think this is a mistake who's being objective?
No.
This is just him again. And the belief a lot of people have thought, let's just put the band back together. Let's take over some of these other countries and reconstitute them as the Soviet Union. And then let's have total control over these other countries, which we had for a long time. Say, hey, Poland's right next to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the leaders of Poland in Ukraine's fight against Russia, they have provided $4 billion. Don't think Vlad is real pleased with that. So, 19 drones over sovereign space, three of them shot down. And so quickly, there's outrage. By the way, NATO jets were scrambled. You think this is a big deal? NATO jets were scrambled. Who knows what could have happened? Now, Russia does a little bit of this over our land at times, or getting close, not over our land, but over our, you know, territorial water, just playing games with us, not over our land. And we watched it with the Houthis for a while when the Biden policies to me was rather feckless, and then Trump was much more muscular in that area. So they cite Article 4. Now, the big one is Article 5. That's if you attack one of us, you attack all of us.
Yes.
And yes, we're in NATO. Despite the president complaining about costs and pay and who's not paying and who's not paying enough, and then they only pay when he's in charge, not when any other president's in charge. Facts be damned. So this could be enormous. You cannot downplay how enormous this might be. So how does the president respond? With a tweet and a takeoff that we discussed and you skillfully moved into open. Heath Ledger, the Joker, Dark Knight, here we go. Donald John Trump, twice president of the United States, on Truth Social, here we go. I'm not sure that's the response I really wanted to see from Donald Trump.
It's better than what some could have been.
Well, most of the time when it's Vladimir Putin, you know what the real response is? Zero. Nothing. How'd that summit work out? How's that Alaska summit working out right now? I was all for and giving them credit for stepping in. Not when he's screaming at Zelensky in the White House, mad what he's wearing, claiming that Ukraine started the war. Yeah, they started a war with Russia invading more of their country. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting war to start.
Yes, and then Zelensky had no cards.
He had no cards.
No cards.
I forgot that. That's right. He had no cards. And then seemingly a little bit better, and then it was upset with Putin, upset with Putin, upset with Putin. And then if we, after this summit in Alaska, if we don't get a ceasefire, there'll be a price to pay. And nothing happened. Zero. And instead of a ceasefire, it was, no, we don't want a ceasefire. We want a longer agreement. Well, what has happened since? Putin is firing more weapons in Ukraine with more power than he ever has, and now drones into Poland. Hey, big talker, do something. For those of us who say, I don't understand why he doesn't stand up with severe punishment to Russia, and particularly Vladimir Putin, how about now? The summit, he basically gave him the middle finger, right? Great. Good to see Alaska again. Should be us. Who knows? We might take this one back at some point, too. But you know what we're going to do? We're just going to fire more weapons with more force. And now we're going drones, not firing weapons, but drones over Poland saying, hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah, let's push a few boundaries. See how NATO reacts. See how the U.S. reacts. Then we'll push a few more. Push a few more. He's clearly got a lot of respect for the president.
He has zero respect. He's got him in the palm of his hands. Prove me wrong. I don't buy the P tape. I don't buy all this other nonsense. But why won't the commander-in-chief stand up to a KGB thug? Help me understand that. 651-461-9226. No, I'm not suggesting a nuclear attack on Moscow today. But how about we do something instead of saying, I'm unhappy? I'm unhappy.
Well, you said, here we go.
Here we go. Okay, nothing, what does that mean?
Nothing unhappy about that.
Okay, so here we go. Okay. What does that mean on the here we go from us? Because I get the here we go from Vlad. It's this guy won't stand up to me. And I wasn't against a summit. I was not. And then to have Zelensky in D.C. at the Oval Office with other European leaders. Yes. But when he gives you the middle finger and thinks you're his puppet, and we're the United States of America, let's show more force. Because if not, nothing's going to stop him, right?
No.
We think if America doesn't respond with some level of force, you think this is his only use of drones flying over Poland? What's the proof of that? None, right? So I cited reckless because among the folks who called this reckless is the NATO Secretary General. Whether it was intentional or not, it's absolutely reckless and it's absolutely dangerous, and I'm not buying that it was a mistake. You buying this was a mistake?
The GPS was just off.
Exactly. You know, wait, I thought it was going to Little Canada. Wait, 280 shut down? No. This guy doesn't make mistakes. Okay. For those of you who believe in the president, and there are tens of millions across this country and hundreds of millions across the globe, please tell me the president's going to do something here, right? I mean, NATO jets are scrambling. We keep saying we're going to do something. We don't. And now into sovereign land, the country right next door where he also went into sovereign land, including under Barack Obama and Joe Biden, and they should have responded stronger. Absolutely. No doubt about it. It's a great comeback for him to say, well, that invasion happened under Obama, that invasion happened under Biden. That's correct. He's 100% right. But now he's the president. And he said he'd solve this in one day. Snap of the finger. Nothing's happened outside of Russia's using more force and now going into Poland. So it's on his watch. Even though it didn't happen, on his watch. And Dave's not wearing a watch and I'm not wearing a watch. What do you want to say about this? And then we'll get to Kamala Harris and her comments about Joe Biden and recklessness. And you're like, Kamala, now? Really? Are you familiar that the election is over? And now you're calling this recklessness when you wouldn't separate from Biden during the entire campaign? Really? Reckless and recklessness. The topics right now, my friend Amber Scholl is who I'm going to talk about right now. She's not reckless, and she doesn't exhibit recklessness, but guess what? If we own a condo, we own a house, we own a cabin, we own a car, sometimes we're reckless, and sometimes Mother Nature exhibits its recklessness, or sometimes somebody around us screws up. That's why we need car insurance. That's why we need home insurance. That's why we need insurance for whatever we own, because we have no choice. So, why do I talk about Team Scholl, S-C-H-O-L-L, so often? Because in an era when the costs are high, I'm not saying if you go with American Family and Amber, oh, it's just going to be free. No, it's not. But make sure you are spending your money in the most efficient way. Make sure Amber in a local office. I don't want just a big company. I want somebody local. And it's not just Amber. It's a team at TeamScholl.com that will run me through all the options and see if I can save money. If I can't, Amber and the team will let you know. If you can, and the chances are high you can, you're going to feel better. It's with American Family, an office I've used for 35 years, Amber with the office for 15 years, running the last few years, TeamScholl.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
I like this.
Not bad.
Yeah, who we got here?
It's interesting how you started the show, because I'm starting the bump theme with a band called The Pretty Reckless.
That's good, because, again, I'm not even allowed to contribute, so we're in sync there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah?
It's the theme is not recklessness today.
Okay.
The theme is the themes that we already know of in the Kamala Harris book.
Oh, okay.
So you'll hear songs about recklessness, egos, being tired, backstabbing,
just tired.
Delusion.
Just tired. We'll get to this in a sec. Let's read a few of the texts. Remember, Trump is going to end all wars due to stuff got reputation. Yeah, I mean, they talk about the 6-7. They're involved, but no, that's an exaggeration. They certainly have helped in some areas, but no, and the two biggest ones, I mean Bibi Netanyahu just we thought he would he ran through Biden, that's clear. We thought he wouldn't do that with Trump. Okay, sure. Well, he's doing it, and that was on display yesterday. More text in this. My opinion is Putin must have damning information in the present. I don't know. A lot of people are suggesting that. I just don't understand. Trump is taco. It's as simple as that. Instead of asking your viewers, no, listeners, but understand. First, tell us what you think Trump should do to Putin. I've got it. He should have an emergency meeting with NATO and European leaders and triple the sanctions. Try to squeeze Putin even harder. Work with them. Send more weapons to Ukraine. Announce tripling sanctions and more weapons from our country to Ukraine and say we're not going to stop. Let's try that one. So tired of you bashing Trump on Russia. Not a thing would be different if Kamala was president. The only thing that would stop Putin is to nuke Moscow. So that's all. That's the only option. That is our only option, whether it's Dave Harrigan as president, the only option to a KGB thug in a country where our economy is immensely more valuable, where we can build up coalitions to further isolate them, and the only option is to nuke them. Come on. We have many more options, including sending more weapons and organizing NATO, which Trump often dismisses, and going at them.
We do. If Harris were president and this exact same thing was happening, you would not be quiet about it.
No, I would be ripping her also. By the way, I never said she was a great candidate. I'm about to rip her with the book. So it's not one or the other. And again, Biden, they would say no to stuff, then they'd send weapons. It's not a weakness to work with your allies. And it was good. It was excellent when Trump brought the European leaders with Zelensky. But now action needs to take place. I think it's a delicate situation with Russia. We're getting a lot of texts here. 651-461-9226. Quite a few countries don't like the U.S. We may not have very many allies. Well, we ran India away just because they wouldn't nominate Trump to the Nobel Peace Prize. Let's not forget what happened. We touched on this last week when Kim Jong-un, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, and I forget the name of the president of Iran, were all together. That's not good.
Bunch of good friends. We'd love to be a part of it, right?
A bunch of good. So in other words, we need to continue to not threaten every ally with awful tariffs. You know, yes, negotiate hard, but I don't know, maybe more sanctions on those places as opposed to our allies. Okay, let's get to, because we're just short on time. Paul, I wish I had time. I just don't today because I want to get to, thank you so much for listening. But I want to get to Harris because Harris has a book out. Text me right now, 0 to 10, your interest in Kamala Harris's book. 0 to 10, your interest in her book, which you knew was going to come out, the memoir, 107 Days, right? And the key part is when she talks about Joe and Jill Biden and talks about the health of the president. It's Joe and Jill's decision. We all said that like a mantra as if we all have been hypnotized. Was it grace or was it recklessness? In retrospect, I think it was recklessness. The stakes were simply too high. This wasn't a choice. I mean, left to an individual's ego and individual's ambition. It should have been more than a personal decision. 100% it should have been. Now, then she contradicts herself a little bit on his just embarrassing performance at the debate. And by the way, remember we were told that was a one-off, and then he appeared multiple more times.
It was a cold medicine.
He looked the same, and they had been hiding him for years. Here's the truth. I lived it. Joe Biden was a smart guy, for sure. Long experience. Who denies that?
Mm-hmm.
And deep conviction. Don't deny that. Able to discharge the duties of president. I'm not convinced. On his worst day, he was more deeply knowledgeable, more capable of exercising judgment, and far more compassionate than Donald Trump on his best. That's her opinion, obviously. But at 81, Joe got tired. That's when his age showed in physical and verbal stumbles. I don't think it's a surprise to the debate debacle again after the trips. Aging is inevitable. And for some, when they're 81, they couldn't do a fifth of what Joe Biden did. For others, they can do what Joe Biden was doing and more when they're 91. I wasn't taking glee in saying he isn't up to this. I wasn't taking glee when Dean Phillips, the first Democrat of anyone in Congress, said in this show he shouldn't run for re-election. Age got him. So absolutely, it was recklessness for Joe Biden and Jill Biden to deny reality that Joe Biden was aging dramatically in front of us. And you can't have a president who does that. Sometimes we face these decisions with our parents, with uncles, with other health issues. And we had to sit and listen to Democrats lie to us about how Joe was fine. Lie to us. Not about our plumber. Not about our uncle. But about the most powerful person on the planet. And when she had chance after chance after chance during her 107 days, to separate herself from Joe Biden and to acknowledge this in some tactful way, she failed every time. Correct?
Yep. And now nobody who was a part of it can say otherwise. They can't say, oh, yeah, he was totally gone. He couldn't do it. Because that just admits that the entire party was lying.
Yeah. And I'm sure he had better days. That's clear. His State of the Union, his last year president, a better day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't doubt Harris saying in the White House, there were some good and bad days. That's the bar for the president of the United States? What kind of day is he having?
And if tiredness is the reason for the debate performance, you can't be president.
No, exactly.
Tiredness is not an excuse for what he put up that night.
Oh, my gosh. Zero among the interest here. Negative one, minus 86. Zero interest, zero, eight, zero. Harris who? She's not going away, though. And I'd say the chances are high she's going to run in 28. Don't right now? Where's your 0 to 10 on her? Obviously, so many millions of things can happen. But how about this? Right now, 0 to 10, does she want to run for president in 28? It's a 10, right?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think it's a 10?
I think she probably would like to, but I don't think she will.
Well, I was just saying right now, does she want to at this point?
I kind of think she wants to say, you know what, I'm done with you people.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think, you know, she's been in government work for multiple decades. She's writing the book. She's doing the whole listening to her thing. I don't think she's done with public office. Rena, for some reason, is not done with us. Rena Sargentopoulos, next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
You're an adult.
Am I?
You are an adult.
A grown adult? You say?
I didn't go that far. I just said you're an adult. I mean, I...
By age, yes.
Yes, yes. Okay, we got a tough one here. The airplane seat dilemma, because Southwest, one of the big four carriers, until recently, was the only flight operator in the country that would guarantee a second seat free of charge to those who did not fit into the single one. Nope. Jeez.
Whoa.
Wow. I mean, is that disrespect, Darina, or disrespect to the opening topic? What is that, Dave Harrigan?
It's me having fumble fingers. That's
yes.
What that is.
Last week, though, Southwest announced it will introduce major new limitations for customers who, quote unquote, encroach on the neighboring seat.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So let's get to this. Texters also, 651-461-9226. What should the policy be if it's a bigger person, larger individual? Could be just taller, could be heavier, and they're spilling out of their seat. And if I pay for the seat, if you pay for the seat, I don't know if Dave is willing to pay for a flight. He probably's willing to boat to Europe.
I just borrow miles from friends.
Exactly. So, and I'm sitting there and someone is spilling over into my seat. I don't want to be a jerk. I don't want to be rude about it, but I should have that seat, right? So I make you the czar of seat encroachment. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Great
yeah.
title.
Great
Thank
title.
You.
It looked very good on a business card. Do you still have a business card, by the way?
No.
Yeah. Now, does anybody, I guess a few people do have business.
Probably.
Yeah. Doctor's offices, right?
Insurance people.
Insurance.
Lawyers.
Kind of lawyers.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What is Rena's policy on encroachment seats and this delicate but necessary debate?
Well, I would say, first of all, flying is a privilege. The fact that you can climb on a tube, it shoots into the air and gets you to where you want to go is just like mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
Also, the seats are ridiculous. I am not a large person, and even I feel uncomfortable on a plane. So it's just they're not made
well,
for normal
Well, you fly private, people. So I mean, is
well,
this just
yeah.
hypothetical? Or?
My own jet. no, I just think that...
That's in the open next week, too.
I just think that airlines are greedy or whatever it is, or maybe they don't really truly don't make any money, but the seats are too small. It's just, it's not comfortable. But also when you get on a plane, you should know it's not comfortable. Like you're not guaranteed comfort. You're guaranteed, hopefully, that you get to your destination without crashing. That's it.
Dave, did you hear a policy there? I mean, she's right. Mm-hmm. The seats are too small. It's not comfortable. She's got her own jet. So Rena was politically correct there. Dave
yeah,
Harrigan.
The czar did a lot of complaining, but the czar did not take a stand yeah. on what the policy should be.
Yeah. Somebody says, make the seats bigger. They're not going to do it.
No.
They aren't going to make it bigger. So I show up, and I'm 6'1", and now I'm 300 pounds. And I'm now spilling over into Rena's seat. Dave Harrigan, let's say the flight is full. Now what do we do?
Suffer in silence.
I think most people would, right, Dave?
Except for Chad Hartman.
Yeah. Okay, what do you like? Would I want to grab the call button? I don't think so. Okay, Dave. If it's full, what do? There's really nothing you can do, right?
No. I mean, you can ask the person if she's in that seat, if she's complaining, or whoever's in that seat next to the larger person, if they're complaining, I guess you give them the option of, well, either suck it up, buttercup, or we've got no other seats, so we can get you on another flight, but it's going to be a minute.
Okay. So should we be tough enough? Where again, 6'1", 300 pounds, you're just not in that seat. You're just not. And it's full, where you say to the person, unfortunately, you're going to cause so much discomfort for the person next to you because you're going to encroach. Let's use that politically correct term. Are you saying that you have to say to them, unfortunately, there's not a second seat, you can't fly?
I think perhaps maybe when you book the seat, you have to say, look,
I can fit in the seat. Yeah. I mean, what are we going
to? Do you have to check a box that says I'm good with one seat? And if you show up and you're not good with one seat, maybe the airline says, hey, you check the box, buddy.
Well, here's the other thing, Rena, about that. So let's say we don't have the AI technology where it's sent to us and we're required to fit into the seat. Where do we put the seat? Where do we put this hypothetical seat? Is it outside the gate? And those work for the airlines have to say, excuse me. Again, I'll just use myself in the hypothetical 613. Excuse me, Mr. Hartman here. Let's see if you can wedge your butt into this seat. And if not, you're out.
Well, they do have a little box for the carry-on. Size up your carry-on luggage. All right, Mr. Hartman, hop in the box.
Yeah, man, that's tough. Now, let's go with this scenario, Rena. There are seats open, and the person, me, 6'1", 300 pounds, I've gained quite a bit of weight here today. I'm told that I need, I'm going to spill over. Should I have to buy the seat if there are seats open?
No.
No. Dave, are you with Rena on that?
It's fair. If the flight has not been sold out, then yes, go ahead.
Right. So that I agree with that. Okay. But then if the person is causing so much stress on other people, I don't think we just have to say to those other folks, too bad. You just drew the bad straw here. Let's pause.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. So, I mean, would you say, now I'm going to give you a second chance. Would you say that unfortunately me, now at 6'1", 350, I need to find another flight where there are two seats?
If you truly can't fit in one seat, yes. I think that you need to prepare ahead of time. I think this is a very small number of people, though.
I do, too. I think that's the policy, though, Dave, right? If you can't fit in the seat and it's full, the person sitting next to you shouldn't have to suffer.
Yeah, and you shouldn't be entitled a second seat and not have to pay for it. If the airlines, they want to make money. They're not there to give away free seats.
Right. Right. And maybe if there's a standby situation, you're given the option, we'll let you buy it first before one of the standby customers gets it. Now, if there's open seats, I'm not charging you. But I think it's fair. You know, and it's not easy, and it puts people in a tough spot, but the other folks shouldn't have to suffer. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. We'll put Rena on hold. Come right back with Rena. I want to talk about Stretch Lab. We had a great session last night. Brought Q. We went back-to-back. Jake was very, very good. What is Stretch Lab? You know, while I was involved in my session, Q went first. I heard somebody come in. And they talked about, we've got this setup here. We've got this machine. We're going to have you do a couple stretches, a couple squats, try to touch your toes. And with the technology they have, along with the dialogue they have with the customer, they're going to have a better idea how they can help you. But, of course, they're going to talk to you. Your calves are tight. You got a plantar fascia issue. You got a rotator cuff issue. They're going to work with you. You can go there and be somebody like Dave who just ran a triathlon. You're fit, and they help you. You can be somebody who's on the couch way too much. You can be a golfer. You can be a runner. Whatever it might be, whatever age, they are very good. Dozen-plus locations. I've been a customer for 6 years. Reach out today. Find out. Go to that first 50-minute session. It's worth it. Stretchlab.com. Our friend Rena Sarginopoulos is with us. Somebody said, what would you have done if King Kong Bundy was sitting next to you? Old school wrestler, Rena. I know you're big into old school wrestlers. I responded, I wouldn't have said anything outside of your, I'm a big fan of yours. Yeah, I was not willing to take on King Kong Bundy. Great topic. My son is obese and he will not fly. Yeah, you don't want shame a part of this. You don't want denial a part of this. But, you know, in a billion-dollar business like this, you have to make difficult decisions. More text. Maybe the airline should issue Spanx for passengers to avoid the spillover. Oh, my gosh. I got to spend an eight-hour flight middle seat between two large individuals. Is there a dog attack happening in the background?
Oh, sorry. Can you hear that? My goodness.
Yeah.
Three rooms away.
What's going on?
Giant mansion. I don't know. Dog saw another dog.
Yeah. Where?
I'll put more space between us.
Yeah. No. I don't. Dave, do you mind the dog?
No.
I was just wondering if you were running from the dog.
Usually.
Yeah. Where are you?
Home.
You're home.
I'm working nights tonight.
What was that?
I work nights tonight.
Oh, you're nights. You nights. Okay. Recently at the Denver airport, waiting to come back to Minneapolis, this large man was sitting next to me in the terminal. In my mind, I kept thinking, please don't sit by me. Please don't sit by me. But I also knew that wasn't the right way to think. Right, Rena? You don't want to be thinking that way, but a lot of us are probably the same thing with a crying baby. And I was there with a couple of those, multiple kids.
But don't you feel like after having kids, you're a little more understanding? Like, most parents are mortified.
Yeah,
I
yes.
would think. Oh, it's actually more the parent's reaction. Like, if a parent is like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry, you know. Yes.
Yeah. The effort, Dave, matters a ton. And let's not forget, Rena, for years, flight attendants used to come out and say, how about a little Benadryl for your child? Think about that. I mean, that was commonplace. How about a little bit of vodka?
Sure.
For the kid.
Cleaving, yeah.
Dave, how would you feel if that happened on a flight years ago when the girls were a little bit younger?
If they were offered the Benadryl or the vodka?
Yes.
Load them up. I want to be as quiet as, just as quiet as much as you do.
Yeah. Isn't obesity considered disability requires accommodations per federal law? I don't believe so. Is it?
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I mean, unless there's some underlying disability because of weight, like mobility issues, you know, so you need a wheelchair or something like that.
Right. And someone did text. You nailed it, Rena. What if it's a disability? I said, clearly more grace and greater flexibility. And again, that puts the folks working the gate a tougher spot, because now if word spreads that, you know, you get greater flexibility, everybody who might not fit in the seat say, yep, got a disability. It's tough for me to talk about.
I have my emotional support iguana with me.
Yes, yes. If you had any emotional support animal which you would bring in a plane, Rena, and it's not a dog, which animal would you bring?
A cat.
A cat. Oh, God. Please.
Sorry.
You're a cat person?
We have two. I'm all animals.
And that was the cat.
Created equal.
And that was the cat barking in the background, too. It's a very different cat,
yeah.
Right?
Very different kind of cat.
Jeez. Dave, how do you feel about our friendship with Rena?
It's really taking a hit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, because it could get any worse.
That's a fair point. That is all right. Go take care of your 17 cats over there. We have to go.
Will do.
Rena. She'll be on Care 11 tonight. Check her out.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.